Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. We bring you uplifting and positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, and just build some trust in our community and each other. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Friday, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we have a wonderful interview come on. We have some cool interviews on the way. Follow us on all our social media patterns down below in the description. That'll help us out so much. We got some cool social media things coming, some great interviews coming. And Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm awake. I'm feeling good. It's freezing, but it's life.
Oh, yeah. Last Thursday was probably the coldest I've ever been in my life, walking to and from class in those, like, negative wind chills. I was like, this is awful.
Did you have to walk backwards?
Oh, no. My pride is way too strong for that.
Psh, mine's not, man. I think it's, like, maybe 75 meters from, like, the door to my car at U.S. Grant, and I was walking backwards to my car on this past Thursday because it was freezing. I'm not going to lie. It was terrible, though. It got to a point where I started running backwards because I was trying to get to my car.
No, I was just head first doing that half a mile walk to class.
Man. Oh, that's a struggle.
Yeah. It could be worse. You know, we could be like Russia. They got their first like sunlight like past Friday of like the whole year. Could be like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain anymore.
Besides, we're trying to bring the uplifting and positive news.
Absolutely. Let's do that, man.
We got 12 stories all together. Tim, do you want to start? You want me to?
I can go ahead and start, man. I'm going to start. My first story is from Tokyo. This lady, she offers free meals to customers who can't afford to eat. And I thought it was pretty dope because her name is Sakai Kobayashi. She's 33, and she runs Mirai Shokudo by herself. Nice. Man, I hope I did that right. I tried so hard there. Basically, there's no staff at her restaurant, and the restaurant seats 12 people. So what she decided to do was, if you can't afford to eat or you wanted to opt out and not pay for your meal, she'll go ahead and let you do other things to take care of your meal, as in working for 50 minutes. So you can do certain tasks like washing dishes, serving dishes, and cleaning tables. All you have to do is work for 50 minutes in that restaurant and your meal's taken care of. It's worked out really, really well. She wants everybody to feel welcome in her restaurant. And since she's open, she's had over 500 people that opted out to work for their meals instead of paying. And she thinks it's a wonderful thing because it's a community feel. Everybody talks to each other and it's just awesome. She said there's more important things than money in this world and she wants people to see that.
Hmm. Love it, Tim. Love it.
Absolutely.
Well,
what do you got for us?
My first positive news story is coming from Oklahoma. We are based out of OKC. And this story is coming from Dale, Oklahoma. It's about a young lady named Emily Chesser. And when she was born, the doctors told her she'd never be able to walk. And yeah, basically she scored her first goal in this little shot. And she was able to walk. She made her high school basketball team. She scored 2 points, which is more than I ever scored in varsity basketball growing up. And her Dale Lady Pirates won the state title. And if that doesn't inspire you to just overcome your obstacles today, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Absolutely. Do you have a video for that?
I do. I already uploaded it to the Twitter.
Absolutely. You guys check it out. I saw it the other day, and I thought that was pretty awesome, man. Especially coming in from Oklahoma. Beautiful, beautiful video.
She didn't walk till she was 3 and a half. She used sign language, but at 4 she said her first word. And yeah, she went from that to scoring buckets playing basketball. Somebody better guard that girl.
I like that, man. All right, man. Well, my next one is pretty dope. So according to Facebook, by a post by Daniel Danino. A woman on a train, she was crying because her electricity was getting ready to get cut off. And she was just hysterically crying because the electricity company said, if you can't pay, you know, your $480-something dollar bill, we're going to have to cut it off. So she started crying super loud. And out of nowhere, this man, his name is Ofer Itzhak. I hope I said that right. I'm sure I didn't. But he comes out of nowhere, talks to the lady, gets his credit card out, talks to the electricity company, and pays the $500 tab.
Wow.
Absolutely. Just because she was freaking out so bad. All he wanted to do was pay some positivity forward that was put onto him, and he was able to help out financially. So he said, it's not an issue to me at all whatsoever. He does it and doesn't ask or anything, doesn't have a Facebook, isn't asking for credit, just wanted to do something nice. But, you know, Danino, who witnessed the whole entire thing, was like, nah, this man needs to get some kind of credit. So that's what we're doing here at The Positive Truth. I thought it was super awesome to hear, because I know there's plenty of people out there. To them, $500 isn't anything, and to other people, $500 is rent. It's their livelihood. So I just wanted to share that story, JP. I thought it was pretty dope.
Yeah, that's like the story. We've done stories of people paying for like groceries for people, but that's even better.
Yeah, for sure.
I lied, Tim. I have 7 positive news stories.
I'm cool with that.
Apparently, I can't count. So I'll knock out a quick one. The United Kingdom plans on a northern forest, and they're planting 500 million new trees. We love reforestation here, The Positive Truth, and I think it's awesome. So I want to talk about it.
That is awesome, man. I love how all over the world people are planting more and more trees.
We should do a plant tree thing for The Positive Truth.
That actually sounds really fun, man. I'm going to plant a tree for our daughter whenever she's born.
Nice. Due date is June
4th.
Oh, yeah, it'll be definitely warm enough to go outside and do that.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. Well, my next story, man, is... this is pretty awesome. It's from Turkey. So there was this picture that was going viral all over social media. There's this little boy that's a shoe shiner. That's what he works as. He's about 12 years old. He's like looking inside of this gym and he's just watching people work out. Somebody took a picture of it, uploaded it to Facebook, and it went everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, everybody was sharing it. That's actually where I found it, was on Instagram. I had no idea it was originated from Facebook though. But basically what happened was somebody took a picture of it and the gym owner realized it was his gym. And he was like, you know what? I need to find this little boy, because he wanted to offer him a lifetime membership. And that's exactly what he did. The very next day, he found him working as a shoe shiner, offered him to come inside, and gave him a lifetime membership. This little boy said he was looking in the window because he's always dreamed about losing weight. And he says, now I believe I can do that by working out. And there's a couple pictures of him working out inside the gym. And I just thought it was really dope because, I mean, I feel like we've all been there where we wanted to do something. Maybe we couldn't afford it. I know maybe you and I have been there for sure, JP. And the fact that this man was like, you know what? You're 12 years old. You're working hard. Let me go ahead and give you a lifetime membership for free. That's amazing, man. This kid probably changed this whole entire kid's life.
This man isn't in school. He's just a professional shoe shiner.
12 years old, man. He's got to work.
Tim, at 12, we were playing basketball at the YMCA and debating about basketball.
Absolutely.
I think he's a little more mature than we were.
I remember arguments like, who's better, Vince Carter or Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, in retrospect, I was wrong.
Oh, man, that's too funny. Oh.
But, you know, Vince did look a lot better when he dunked.
Absolutely.
There's a grace to it.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. But, yeah, man, this story...
Also, Vince is still playing, just throwing that out there.
Oh, absolutely, one of the greatest of all time. I'm definitely going to give him that, for sure.
You know he can still put it between his legs, right?
No, I had no clue he could do that. Man, how old is this guy? He's like 40, isn't he?
He's about to turn 41.
Whew. Shout out to Vince Carter.
He's been playing in the league for 20 years. 20 years of NBA paychecks. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
What else is not bad at all is Vince Carter used to play for the Dallas Mavericks, and there's a Dallas Fort Worth police officer that dresses up as superheroes to cheer up sick kids. His name's Damon Cole. And when he isn't a police officer, you might catch him dressed up as Batman or Captain America. And he's a really good Incredible Hulk. Like, he's got the whole suit, and he puts a Fort Worth police shirt on that's, like, partially ripped. It's pretty great, Tim. Just throwing it out there.
Yo, that sounds so dope. Like, that's goals as a human being. He gets to walk around in, like, superhero costumes and cheer up kids. Man, I lose bets every year, and I always have to put on my Flash costume to my kids. Like, if I'll make some random bet where I know they're going to win just so they can see me in this Flash costume, partially because I want to wear it. But but basically, I have to do, like, a speed workout with them with it on, and they always crack up with it.
So, yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. He's going to a local, basically, hospital, and he cheers up kids that have cancer. He's even converted his Dodge Charger into a Batman v Superman Dodge Charger, where, like, one side's Batman, one side's a Superman. And, yeah, he's even, like, took his vacation days to drive 11 hours to visit Illinois to visit a 7-year-old boy that had cancer because his parents requested it. So, yeah.
Dude, he's amazing, man. That's so awesome to hear. He's committed for sure to giving back.
Also, he has, like, this is some really good costumes. Like, his Batman is pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Man, that sounds awesome.
I will upload this to the Facebook page so the whole world can see.
Legit.
And while you're there, hit that like button.
Absolutely. We don't get enough likes on Facebook. I'm sure enough people see it, too.
What you got, Tim?
My next one's from New York. So for the first time in a century, humpback whales have returned into the New York Harbor, man. So basically what happened was that they started doing this study in 2011 to, like, because they started seeing a couple whales come back. And since 2011, they've been coming back in bigger numbers every year because they've been cleaning up the water around there. So basically you get algae and zooplankton that have multiplied over the years. And that's basically what these great whales, they eat on. So since the water is getting cleaner, these fish are coming in, these whales are coming in, they're eating, and it's gotten so great that these whales have came in. Tourist companies are able to go out there and take really good pictures of them and videos and all kind of stuff. There's a video that I saw online. I'm not going to post it to a Facebook page because there was some cussing going in because people are, like, in shock that this whale came out of water and splashed them. But it's pretty dope, the fact that we're seeing whales come back to the New York City Harbor for sure.
It's almost like we shouldn't have offshore drilling there. But, you know... Yeah, I would be cussing probably too if a giant mammal just randomly came out of the water. Just throwing that out there.
Absolutely. What else you got for us, JP? I know you got a couple more.
I got a quick one. 2017 was not only a record low for police deaths, it was also a record year for organ donations with the most ever. So, bow. Take that.
That's what's up.
You got
another one? Yeah, you have three more, right?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead and knock out another one. I only have two.
So Lionsgate Foundation has donated, Lionsgate Founders Foundation has donated $400,000 to Puerto Rico disaster relief, since, you know, Puerto Rico's still in bad shape. So right. A lot of times companies do it right after, and then they're just like, I did my thing. And we're all guilty of this. Like, we stop paying attention because it's not in our lives. But shout out to Lionsgate for still donating, still trying to get Puerto Rico back on its feet.
For sure, man. That's dope. Lionsgate, man, I like Lionsgate movies, so that makes me happy that they're donating to Puerto Rico. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think I've ever seen a Lionsgate movie, so...
I believe that.
I thought they were like an indie group, but you know.
Yeah, they got some big movies out for sure. Well, my next story, man, it's pretty dope. So there's this 8-year-old girl. She was diagnosed with leukemia 15 months ago. So she had to miss school for the last 15 months. She couldn't go out. She couldn't leave the house. She couldn't have people come over. She basically lived an isolated life for, you know, 15 months, which is tough. And at 8 years old, her first day back to school was this, you know, last week. And with the help of her classmates, they organized basically a welcome back Bridget party, because that's her name, Bridget. And they had all of her classmates holding up signs that says welcome back that they made. Some of them were signs that were printed off, other signs were like pink and red and blue, and they were just really, really dope. It was only supposed to be 50 people, but after the word got out, 100 more people showed up. So it was 150 people in total waiting outside of her school, including police officers, firefighters, paramedics, teachers, principals. basically our whole community came out to welcome her back to school because she missed out on birthday parties, she missed out on slumber parties, she missed out on a lot these last 15 months, and they just wanted to let her know, even though you were by yourself that long, we were still thinking about you. And to me, I just wanted to share this story because this is a community coming together to help out one person, and there's so much that we can do out here, and I just thought this story was a beautiful thing, for sure.
Yeah, that story's awesome, Tim. There are people that can't be alone for 30 minutes, let alone 15 months.
True story.
So yeah, share that one to the Facebook page, Tim. I want to see that one.
Absolutely, got you.
Speaking of heartwarming, everyone loves their dogs. Tim loves their dogs. We have some people that love dog stories. And Bomb Cyclone, I think that was the snowstorm's name, just hit Maine. And a couple lost their 13-year-old lab named Sophie for 5 days. And basically they found her alive. No frostbite, totally survived.
Oh, well, man, that's good to hear. Yeah. I know that snowstorm was wild. Like, all my cousins and stuff were all over social media posting, like, it is ridiculous outside. Don't come outside at all. It's like, well, all right. I believe that. Man, that's awesome that they found their dog, though.
Yep, so if that makes you smile, that's the goal of this podcast.
For sure. Well, I got one more, man. It's about this New York native named Frederick Joseph. So he knew he wanted to give back to his community in some type of way. And his mom said, hey, you're a marketer. Why don't you put those skills to use? So what he decided to do was, like, I'm going to start a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club in Harlem to go see Black Panther movie that comes out in February. So when he started this GoFundMe page, his goal was to raise $10,000 so he can send as many people as possible to go watch this movie. What ended up happening was they ended up raising $25,000, and it's still climbing, JP. The numbers are still rising. People like Chelsea Clinton, J.J. Abrams, they donated as well. Jamil Hill from ESPN, she's donated as well. People all over the country are donating to try to get as many people as possible to go watch this film. And I thought it was an amazing, amazing story because it all started off with one man that was like, you know what, I want to send kids from my community to go watch a movie. And not only did he raise that money that he wanted to, he raised enough for every kid in that center. And any extra money that they raise after that, it's going to go straight to the Boys and Girls Club.
Bam. See, that's awesome. How did he get it to go viral?
Man, he just shared it on Facebook and people heard about it. And the more people donated, they started sharing it on their social media page. And it just went from there. Like, whenever you do a GoFundMe the correct way, when it's for a positive cause, there's so many people out there that just have money. They're trying to find causes to donate to. And I did one recently for my track and field team. And it was, I think, $2,500 that we needed to raise. And we raised it in 2 days because there's people out there waiting for people to put things up. And I just thought it was awesome, man. I think this story is perfect. The reason why it's my last story is because here in a couple of weeks, hopefully in the next month, we're going to have an interview from this man that actually runs the Boys and Girls Club from Oklahoma City. He agreed to come onto the show. We're just working out some scheduling conflicts. But as soon as we get that down, we're going to have that interview to talk about the Boys and Girls Club here in Oklahoma City and how we can help out there.
Well, that's news to me. Good job, Tim.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one.
Nice. Nice, nice. Well, I have the schedule if he needs it.
For sure, for sure.
Well, I did
definitely talk about that.
I definitely didn't save my best one for last, unless you really like orcas. But Florida bill would ban orca shows and breeding in Florida because there's been a lot of, let's just say, information about just things like places like SeaWorld have done towards orcas. So Florida's banning it. I think it's awesome.
It is awesome. You don't have to like orcas to like that story, JP.
I mean, I have no beef with orcas. Did you see like the Planet Earth documentary where the orcas were like chasing after the seals?
Nah.
And they were like hunting and using waves. Smart animal. Yeah.
I'm sure you watch way more documentaries than I do.
I don't know, Tim. I'm pretty sure you watch more. Pretty sure.
We'll have this debate.
You have Netflix.
That's true. That is true. I love Netflix.
And you have a person to watch it with.
That is true.
That wants to watch it with you.
All right, you win, JP.
Well, hopefully the listeners won listening to these positive news stories. We will be back on Wednesday. Can't even keep track of the days anymore. That's what school does to you. With more uplifting and positive news. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
I absolutely do. The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge.
Nice.
Bertrand Russell.
Well, let's hopefully this spreads some love in the world and everyone have a wonderful day. We're out.
Stay positive.